Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Somebody say he is awesome. Not sure what's happening with this mic. Hallelujah. Somebody say he's awesome. Say he's awesome in my life. Somebody say he's awesome in my life. As you say it, think about how awesome he is. We're going to sing the song again. Think about how awesome he is in your life. All the things he has brought you through. All the things he has done for you. So when you sing it this morning, mean what you are singing, that he is truly awesome. Somebody say he is awesome. He is awesome. Remember when he saved you from an accident. Remember when he protected you from the storm. Remember when he healed you. Remember when he provided for you. Remember when he made the impossible possible. Somebody say he is awesome. In your going out and your coming in, you saved in safety. You stayed in safety. Say he is awesome. Say he is awesome. In my life, in my family. Now, let's sing it again. We'll sing it two times, and then we're going to pray. Hallelujah. Sing it in your own way to the Lord. If you want to sing in the spirit, go ahead. If you want to sing in English, your own dialect, you go ahead. Tell him how great he is in your family, in your life. You are awesome, Lord. You are awesome, Lord. You are awesome in my life. Sing unto the Lord, O ye people, sing unto the Lord and tell him you love him this morning. Sing unto the Lord. Sing unto the Lord. Open up your voices and bless his holy name. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. O ye people, bless the Lord. The Lord, he is mighty in my life, he is great in my life, he is awesome in my life, he is wonderful in my life. In my life I will bless his name. I said bless the Lord with your own voice. Tell him how you feel. this morning. Handorobo she aramando, kira sandor mande, kiara sorumondo, hashemaniano rasiano, era santo manderiaka. We worship you, we worship you, we worship you, we bless your holy name. Thank him for your today, thank him for your tomorrow, thank him for what he has done today. Lord, we are grateful, we are grateful. I am grateful, I am grateful, Lord. 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 Lord, we bless your name. We bless your name, O Lord. Holy God. Holy God. Holy are your ways. Holy are your ways, Lord. We bless your name. My God, we bless your name. Holy are your ways. Holy are you, God. Holy are you, God. Praise him till that sickness leave your body this morning. Praise him till that lack disappear. Praise him just because he is God. Praise him, all you people. Lift up your voice and praise him. Praise him, all you people. Let everything that has breath praise his holy name. Oh, with my breath I will praise you, Lord. With my breath I will magnify your holy name. With my breath I will glorify you, Lord. For I say, Kurasando, kerasando rimanduria, kerasando rimanduria, kureheanu. We worship you, Lord. We bless your holy name. You are holy. You are holy. You are holy, God. You are holy, holy God. Kira saru, kira satira samani. You nariano. We worship you, Lord. We bless you. And the band helped me sing hallelujah to him. You don't have to follow me, just sing unto the Lord. Just sing hallelujah to the Lord. Shabir Katoya. Yanuria Sima. Yes. Shabaya rabaya ras.
Hallelujah.
Hitarabasoria.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody say, I love the Lord. Yes, hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your awesome spirit that is in this house this morning. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for healing us, setting us free from every bondage and captivity. We thank you for your awesome provision that we can call the name of the Lord. Your word says nobody can call his name except by your spirit. So we thank you for your Holy Spirit that we can call on the name of Jesus. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into him and they are saved. We are in safety this morning. We are in your presence, covered by your shadow, by your wings, by your love. On eagle's wings, you carried your children out of bondage into the land of promise. Lord, you are carrying every one of us this morning to the place of peace, to the place of glory, to the place of victory, to the place of success, to the place of diligence, to the place of unity, to the place of love, to the place of harmony, to the place of joy, joy unspeakable, where the shalom of God reigns. Lord, we say, blessed be your holy name. Can you say, blessed be his holy name? Somebody say, thank you, Lord. Say a big amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Where the glory of God is in the house, there is the cloud of glory. I see it. I don't know who else can see, but it is present. So make sure you just enjoy him today. Thank you, worship team. I wish we can just go on and on. But we have a limited time this morning, so we want to give God praise. Well, I'm just going to start praying. May God touch all our lives, our children, every single one. We lift all our biological children, spiritual children, extended families, everyone from age 120 plus to zero form. We leave them before you this morning. Those in seed, when we say zero form, means that they are still with the Lord and before they became seed, but you've always been with him. We lift everyone, every decade of life. Lord, touch them from 120 plus to zero, every one of us. We are your beloved children. We thank you that you watch over them, keep them safe, cause them to know you, cause them to love you, cause them to be successful. Protect them, those in school age, be with them. Help their learning. Anything that is evil that will derail their life, let their hearing not receive it. Let that seed never grow in them. Let only the seed of what is great and good that will take them into their destiny, growing them. Bless their lives. Bless their teachers. Touch every one of them. Touch our teachers here. All our leaders in this house, those hearing the sound of my voice, and all those we are praying for, we lift before you. Bless their lives in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, bless you, children. See you later. Hallelujah. Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, we celebrate you, we welcome you. Spirit of wisdom, spirit of knowledge, spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel, spirit of might, spirit of fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word, We receive you into our lives, our church, our city, our nation, our homes, businesses, family, and ministry. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to read Psalm 27. But in the meantime, look for the scripture that says, without holiness, no man can see God. I think that's in Hebrews. You can look that up for me. And praise the Lord. Okay, Psalm 27. You can catch up. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? So there is no fear in God. Somebody say amen. The Lord is my strength. Is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? So there is no weakness in my life. Say, I receive God's strength. Verse 2, when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes came up upon me to eat up my flesh, they shall stumble and fell. Hallelujah. They stumbled and what? Fell. So as they are planning, they are stumbling and they are falling. Say amen. Verse 3, though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. Why? The Lord is already my light, my strength, my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have confidence in the Lord this morning. Somebody say, he's my confidence. One thing have I desired of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. You are in his house this morning. So say amen. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me, shall set me upon a rock. Say hallelujah. You will not be hidden forever. You will not be in the ditch forever. You are coming out and you're going to stand on the rock, on the mountaintop. Upon this rock will I build my church. The Lord will build you and your family. Say amen. He is the everlasting rock. He's called the Rock of Ages. Hallelujah. You will stand on him, and out of that place you will shine forth. And now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Learn to sing unto the Lord. Not only the song, you know, the songs others have written, they were under the influence of the Lord when they wrote their songs. And you need to sing unto the Lord. Whether you have a melodious voice or not, learn to just praise him. Hallelujah. Children do this all the time. They don't care from the time they rise up till they go, they play and they worship. Haven't you noticed that? So if you don't know how to do it, go hang around children. They will teach you. They will teach you how to do that. So praise the Lord, because it's inbuilt. It's inbuilt in us for us to bless him and to praise him. Hallelujah. Now, I enjoy people who sing very well. I do listen to a lot of worship songs, and I just thank God for their melodious voice. But you need to learn to just bless him. There is something when you sing unto the Lord. His presence comes speedily. Somebody say, his presence comes speedily. You don't need to wait a long time to encounter him. He comes. If your heart is genuine before him, he comes just like that. Somebody shout hallelujah. He's just been standing on the other side waiting for you to invite him. So as you watch him, the scripture says he inhabits the praise of his people. And that is the truth. He does do it. You don't need to wait a long time. He does it. When you do that, things will begin to happen in your life. Somebody say, I will bless the Lord. So say you sing praise no matter what you're going through. Just sing praise, giving sacrifice of joy. You don't feel like you're happy. Just be joyful anyway. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's called sacrifices of joy. So it's a sacrifice. Sacrifice is not an enjoyable thing. It hurts. But you praise him. So when you hurt the most, praise him. Hallelujah. But if you learn to praise him all the time, then your hurting period will not be long. It will be short. Say amen. Say amen. Hallelujah. Hear, O Lord, verse 7. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy upon me and answer me. Somebody say, have mercy on me, O Lord, and answer me. If he did it for blind Bartimaeus, he can do it for you and me. Say, Lord, have mercy on me. When thou said, seek in my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Verse 9, hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. Say amen. Say amen. Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. King David prayed this, and Jesus confirmed it, and it is settled in heaven. Thy word is settled forever. Verse 10, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Somebody says, is that possible for a mother and father to forsake? Yes. People, in other words, people will forsake you, but God will pick you up. So you are never alone. Somebody say, I'm not alone. So I'm not alone. The Lord is with me. Yeah, he said he will never forsake you. So he's with me. He's with you right now. He's with me right here. And he's with you right where you are. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. May God make your path plain. May confusion never be in your path. May you see clearly and walk clearly. In the name of Jesus. Deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such has breathed out cruelty. Well, if you like to tear people down and say bad things about them, you are in this category. But the Lord will deliver you and deal with your enemies. They will stumble and they will fall. Verse 13, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. May you never faint. May you rise on eagle's wings. Hallelujah. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Everyone who has had trouble, problems, any type of emotional issue, may the Lord strengthen your heart this morning. Be healed and be restored and be made whole. When the heart is healed, the whole body is healed. Life is in the blood. When your blood is healed, your heart pumps the blood. That's what it does. So may you be healed in the name of Jesus. May you be strengthened in your inner man. In Jesus' name. All right, I did ask for a particular scripture. I said this in Hebrews 12. Ooh, I don't know if I'm going to read all of them, but you can read the whole thing on your own, 29 verses. So let's read just 14. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. So rise with me and read it as your prayer this morning and say, I will follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. peace and holiness is a basic requirement for a Christian, for a child of God. So if you love the Lord and you believe that you want to see him and you will see him one day, practice peace and holiness. What is holiness? Separate yourself to the things of God. Say amen. The Lord is holy, keeps himself separate. He cannot be contaminated. May we be free from all contamination. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say, I will follow peace. I will follow holiness. If you believe that, say amen. Peace and holiness is in my life. Peace. 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 Holiness. 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 Holiness is activated in my life. Say amen. Say amen. I give you one last chance about it. Say peace. Holiness is activated in my life. It's working in my life. And I'm living in it. I'm living in him. Hallelujah. Yeah, peace is a person. He is called the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. And he lives in holiness. So in other words, let us live in Christ. At home, at our workplaces, at our businesses, with one another. Let us deal in purity and in love. In the name of Jesus. Say amen. Now, Lord, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Peace within her walls and her palaces. Peace to the nation of Israel. Peace to Canada, to Nigeria, United States of America, Cambodia, Yugoslavia, and all the islands of the sea and every nation where someone is calling on the name of Jesus. Savior divine. Save your people. Set them free. Grant them the miracles that they are looking for. For my God shall supply all my need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. This is our declaration this morning that you are more than enough. We receive from your glory. In Jesus' name. Lord, be in the service, be in the word, be in every utterance. Let your word come with power, with grace, with favor, with mercy, with truth, dissolving of all doubts, spirit of excellence, and your light permeate, for the entrance of your word giveth light. And that light shine brightly in our heart this morning. And always, we thank you for healing everyone that is sick, that hears the sound of my voice. This word is more than enough. It goes and is doing what it needs to do. Be magnified and glorified forever and ever. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God bless you. Apostle, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to thank God for his faithfulness and the demonstration of his love towards every one of us. If God weren't on our side, life would be a total mess. But I thank God for his faithfulness. And I thank God for you, everyone. Hallelujah. Mama never knows what I'm going to be talking about. I don't even know what I'm going to be talking about. until the Lord tells me, this is what I want to talk about. And even though we don't discuss the service, how it's going to go, what's going to happen, time and time and time again, in whatever it is that she's doing, there is something in it that's connected to what it is that I'm about to share with the people of God. And when it is so absolutely obvious as it is going to be this morning, it means God is zeroing on something. There's something he wants to do, something that needs to be accomplished. And that's why he's pointing at it. He's poking at it. I want every one of us to be very, very attentive this morning. And that includes me. Because I don't come here preaching at you. I preach at me. But in reality, I am restating and proclaiming whatever it is the Lord is saying to his hearing. Because ultimately, the message is not about accolades from anyone. Wow, Pastor, that was a great message. No, that's not it. If the message is not great in the hearing of the Lord, if it did not represent what he wanted to say, then it doesn't matter what anybody else says, whether they liked it or didn't like it. So the only one that needs to be pleased today is the Lord. Amen? And the instruction of the Lord to us picks up from the book of Proverbs, the 4th chapter and the 23rd verse. Proverbs 4:23. The word of God says, keep thy heart with all diligence. Keep your heart with all diligence. Keep it. Don't lose your heart. Keep it. With all diligence. The word diligence is the word mishmar, and it has a very wide scope, including words like imprison it. In other words, God is saying, you know that heart of yours? With lock and key, make sure nothing breaks in there that will disrupt it. Don't allow any poison out of from anywhere else in that heart of yours, because out of your heart comes forth the issues of life, the rivers of life. And that word issues also has the concept of boundaries, borders. That your life is bordered by what's coming out of your heart. If there are no borders, no limitations, and it's a breakthrough heart, it's because of what you've done in there. If you've allowed evil in there, then it will restrict you. So be certain you don't allow anything that does not belong in your heart. Keep it. Guard it. Protect it. Maintain it. Your heart. Make sure it is protected. How do you protect it, and from what do you need to protect your heart? We will explore some of that. But let us start out by looking at some of the things that he says concerning that. He says, put away from thee a froward mouth and perverse lips, put far from thee. Oh, I couldn't help it. That's why I was swearing. No, no. Take a hold of your heart. If you push and you start swearing, you've not been protecting your heart. If you only knew what they did to me, that's why I said all those bad things. No, no, no. You're not protecting your heart. You're not guarding it. You're not making certain that nothing breaks in there and poisons you. Because the poison of your life is going to take place right there in your heart. You can kill your future by heart issues. How do I protect my heart? He says, let thine eyes look right on. Look straight. Let thine eyelids look straight before thee. So, you know, if you're listening to everything, if a king is listening to everything, he will hear his servants cursing him. That's what the word of God says. You need to keep your eyes straight and focused. Mind your business and what God has called you to do, and understand that God has your back. Because you don't have a clue, about all that's happening around you. And if you're worrying yourself about what people say or don't say, what people think or don't think, you are going to live a sorry life. You're not protecting your heart. You got to protect your heart. Because out of it comes forth the issues of life. Your whole life story is being formulated by what's happening in your heart and what you've allowed in there. What have you allowed in your heart? What are you allowing to broadcast in your heart? It says, look forward. It says, ponder thy feet and let all thy ways be established. Watch your steps. Let all your ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Remove your foot from evil. Now, I may not have gotten to the point yet, so you're still pondering and wondering, what is he talking about? But we'll get there. What causes our hearts to turn? Because God is making a link between your heart and your feet, your heart and your walk. What you hear, and the Lord will say to us, be careful, take heed on how you hear. What you listen to. You listen to garbage, pretty soon your heart is going to be full of garbage. And all you're going to spew out of your mouth is garbage. So God says, protect your heart. Well, if I don't know about it, how am I going to protect me? You are not your protector. God is your protector. I'd like to know, if you are filled with the life of gossip, your life is already ruined. Let's go have coffee and it's a gossip talk. Your heart starts turning away. And you start hearing things about people that you need not to hear. And now other people's problems you carry on your head. You start separating yourself from this person or that person because you think something bad about them. And the reason you think something bad about them is not because you saw them doing anything bad, but because somebody that you turned your eyes to told you something and your heart was not protected. Now your heart is poisoned. And just maybe that person is the person that God may use to bless you. And now you have separated yourself, and that disconnect doesn't cause the power to continue to flow. You didn't protect your heart. If God did not tell you about it, then He didn't mean for you to know about it. Itchy ears, and that's how your heart gets filled. The devil is ruthless. He's wicked. So what does the Word of God say? I will still deal with the issue. But what does the Word of God say? My second scripture here is Hebrews 12. Verse 14. Through 16. It says, follow what? Peace. With all men. And holiness. Being separated. Being focused on your path. Without which no man shall see the Lord. If you don't walk in peace and in holiness, you will not see God. Lord, I want to see you. I want to know your power. And you're full of strife and bitterness inside. It's not going to happen. Because we are being changed into the same glory. You are being changed into the glory of God. And when the enemy wants to generate strife in your life around you, he is trying to keep you from the glory of God. It doesn't matter who is doing what. You've got to protect your heart and make the decision. There is not going to be any contamination here. Listen, you know that you've been contaminated in your heart concerning somebody, and you are embittered about that person when you cannot have a discussion for 10 minutes. You can't have a discussion for 5 minutes. You can't have a discussion for 2 minutes without you blowing up your top. Because it's an overflow. You know, when it is full, any little drop overflows. And if what is overflowing out of you is strife, You have embodied strife inside of you. You filled yourself with strife. It is like this, that if you had a fight with somebody and 10, 20 minutes, 2 days from now, I ask you, what was the fight about? Is there, what fight? Nothing happened. But, oh, forget that then. I went past that. That means you did not allow it to stay. You've protected your heart. But if you are able to remember what happened 15 years ago, you remember when? You have been storing something in there. You're not helping yourself. You're killing yourself. Because life is in God. And if you are not seeing God, you are not living life. The devil's a liar. Amen? So what does the word of God say? It says, looking diligently. Keep thy heart with diligence. And says, looking diligently, lest any man fail. Any man fail of the grace of God. In other words, you didn't make contact with that enabling presence and power of God. Well, I can't stand this. I can't stand that. This is my beef. That beef is about to kill you. That beef is about to kill you. It's about to strip you of everything you've got. I can't stand this. I can't stand that. The Word of God says, God will not allow us to be tempted beyond that which we are able to bear, but that He provides a way of escape so that we can handle it. Amen? Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God. And what happens when you fail of the grace of God? It says, lest any root of bitterness. Any root of bitterness springing up trouble you. Who is it going to trouble? You? Somebody else? He says, it's going to trouble you. Why? You've not kept your heart. And now, that which you have treasured is now going to trouble you. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby, because you are troubled, you carry your trouble and your mess up, and you start defiling people all over the place. You're carrying leprosy. You're carrying a contagious disease, a virus that's going to contaminate other people because you did not deal with it inside of you. Lest there be any fornicator. Lest there be any fornicator. Porneia? Fornicator? Immorality? Yeah. James tells us, that in this atmosphere, every evil prevails. Oh, I'm a very moral person. Watch this. I'm a very moral person. I keep myself clean. You have bitterness in there. You are going to commit fornication or adultery. You know why? Because every man and every woman is looking for somebody that will speak good things into their lives. And the person doesn't need to be beautiful or handsome. Just because they speak nice words, you'll be enticed by those nice words, and you will land yourself in a bed with a stranger. Sweet talk. That's why they call it sweet talk. Pillow talk. Nice words. Why will you fall for something like that? Because there is bitterness already in here. Bitterness. Strife. Now evil is pursuing after you and overtaking you, and you are in a state of defeat. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau. Who is Esau? Esau is the one who did not take good care of his birthright. And God says, I hate Esau. I hate him. The place of honor and importance that he should acknowledge and follow through with, he discarded. He did not take his position seriously. And any believer who's not taking his place seriously in God and is allowing bitterness and strife to come take a hold of their heart is not remembering the grace of God, that we were all sinners and Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. Sold his birthright for a morsel of meat. He says, don't do that. Because when you allow strife into your spirit and bitterness has taken root and you want to change, God says, Esau cried. But when you want God and you still have strife in your heart, God has no reason to listen to you. He says, for you know that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, when the time for the manifestation of the will of God for his life came, he was rejected. For he found no place of repentance. He found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. He sought it carefully with tears. He didn't get it. Now, it was not that Esau was broke, but he was not at the potential that God wanted for him. But the word of God says, for ye are not come unto the mount that might be touched, and that burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest. That's not what God called you to. Called you to life, to living. He says, follow peace. Do that. Because I have blessings for you. Why? Your heart is secure in the goodness of God. Please pay attention. I'm talking real slow today, because I want you to get every aspect of this. People are going to hurt you. People are going to say all kinds of things about you. They are not flattering. They are not wholesome. But bear in mind that no matter what is said, you are not to receive it into your spirit if it is going to be a poison. Don't let anybody derail your future by what they did or did not do. Don't give room for it. Somebody shout hallelujah. In Ephesians chapter 4, I'm going to take it from verse 24, Ephesians 4 and verse 24. The word of God says, and that you put on the new man, that's a new creation, put on the new man which after God is created. It's a new man which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. So this ability to follow peace with all men and holiness is already provided for you. It's not something you should fight to go make happen. It's already provided. It's in the new man, which after God, in the image of God, is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, based on that, put away lying. Put away lying. Now, when the word of God talks about putting away lying here, it's not just talking about the lies that you lie, but the lies of other people towards you. If it is not the truth, put it away. Don't you tell a lie, and don't you receive a lie. Glory be to God. Just shun it. He says, instead, speak every man truth with his neighbor. For we are members one of another. In other words, child of God, give room for truth to be spoken to you, and you allow yourself to speak truth to other people. Not in the way of bringing condemnation and shame and strife, but in the love of God. Amen. Somebody can be doing something. Somebody is doing something wrong right now. And two people approach that same person. And one talks to that person. And the way they talk to him gets a person to be defensive and fight back and be angry. And another person comes and talks to that same person. And they receive it. Same problem. What's the difference? How it was presented. How it was presented. If there's something that we as believers must grow in, it is the grace of proper presentation. Proper presentation, that means speaking truth in love. If somebody, and the best way for you to understand this is to look at it this way. If I am doing what that person is doing, how would I want somebody to address me so I can change? Bring yourself there. That makes sense? But if you just see them as them, an alien, worthy to be axed down, you're just going to roll over them with a bulldozer. But is that how you want to be treated? No. You want somebody to be able to reach you. But if I want somebody to reach me, how will they reach me so that I can look at the situation properly? Well, do the same thing for them. So the Lord says, the commandments, love God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, with all of your might, with all of your power. It says, and by the way, the second is like this first one. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. So as you love yourself, that's how you should act towards the other person. And you get yourself out of a whole lot of mess. Are we together? Am I communicating? Praise the Lord. He says, be ye angry. God didn't say, don't be angry. He says, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. In other words, deal with what needs to be dealt with now. Because if you don't deal with it when it needs to be dealt with in the wisdom of the Spirit of God, what you're going to have is a buildup that's going to end up in wrath. And the worst thing about it is that you're going to give room for the devil. Now, when the Word of God says, don't let the sun go down, does that mean that if the sun was going to go down at 6 o'clock and at 5:59, somebody did something, I got 1 minute. The idea of God about let not the sun go down is this. Deal with it because you know what you're dealing with. Because if the sun goes down, it goes into a dark place. And in that dark place, 2 years from now, you're still going to be angry. And if we ask you why you're angry, you have no clue. You're clueless. You're kicking your cat. Clueless. You came to the house and you start throwing everything all over the place. Clueless. Because you're doing all this crazy stuff, but maybe the reason why you're doing all this crazy stuff, remember, defiling others, might be something the boss said at the workplace. Oh, but he's my boss, I can't say anything. Really? Really? If you can't say anything, take whatever hurt it is and toss it to the Lord and say, God, because he says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. If you are afraid of being fired, toss it to the Lord. If you cannot talk to the person, toss it to the Lord. If you can deal with it by talking with the person, say, you know, when you said such and such, this is how it made me feel. Oh, I apologize. Well, you're always apologizing. Well, you just apologize. The Lord Jesus Christ, if somebody sins against you 70 times in one day, forgive them that amount. Amen? So whichever way you get the apology, accept it and say, it's fine. I'm guarding my heart. If they apologize, great. If they don't apologize, it's fine. I've already forgiven you before you even ask for the forgiveness. Did God wait for you to repent before he died? He died before. Your forgiveness is you coming and laying claim to, or your repentance is you're coming to lay claim on what he's already done. Their apology is their ability to come and lay claim to what you've already done. For the Lord says, as you meet to others, so shall be meet back to you. You know that passage we quote about giving and receiving? Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men bring into your bosom. Do you know where the connection is? Even the principle goes to all kinds of giving. It is about relationships, about forgiveness. Forgive me my trespasses as I have forgiven those who've trespassed against me. If you are waiting for you or somebody to come say I'm sorry first before you forgive them, then God is going to have to wait for you to come.